Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa kabila ng kulturang pagmamahal sa dagat ng mga Australiano, ang malaking panganib ng pagkalunod ng mga may taong may autismo ay nananatiling isang malaking issue. Isang mabilis lumaking programa sa kaligtasan sa paglangoy ay kasalukuyang nagtatrabaho upang harapin ang problema. At ito ngayon ay nagbibigay ng espesyal na pagtuturo sa 13 ibang bansa. Narito sa ating wika ang tinipong ulat ni Joel Spreadborough. Ang 7 taong gulang na Harrison Lettis ay may autism spectrum disorder, isang kondisyong tinatawag na neurodevelopmental o ASD na nagbabago na kung paano nakikita ng tao ang mundo. Ang mga individual na may ASD ay maaaring magkaroon ng seizures at wandering. Kalimitan ay umaakit sa kanila ang tubig sa dagat o ilog. Ang ina ni Harrison na si Natalie Lettis ay nagsabing nababahala siya ng husto.
As a parent, you're always scared and worried that something can happen to them, and being on the spectrum more so because, you know, they're 100 miles an hour sometimes, and you just want to make sure that they're okay. So always have a fear. I still have the fear. Now we were at the beach recently and he took off.
Ang pagkalunod ang pangunahing dahilan ng pagkamatay ng mga kabataang may ASD. Inamin ng espesyalistang Erica Gleason ang nagtatag ng autism swim na kapag una niyang nakita ang mga estatistika, sinasabi niyang ito ay pagkakamali.
Children with autism under 14 years of age are 160 times more likely to drown than their peers. We do know that drowning is the leading cause of death for those with autism. And we know that life expectancy for those with autism is significantly lower, not because they have autism, but because of accidents, of which drowning is encompassed in that. Often they have a decreased ability to perceive risk and danger, and often they're not very strong swimmers because swimming hasn't gone so well for them in the past.
Ang diagnosis ay dumami ng 1,150% buhat noong 1995. Isa sa 70 tao ang nasuring may autism sa Australia. Ang edukasyon sa panganib ng pagkalunod ay nabawasan dahil may kakaunting kaalaman sa mga komunidad tungkol sa ASD na atraksyon sa tubig at paglalayas. Sinabi ng ama ni Harrison na si Steve na alam nilang kailangan gumawa sila ng hakbang.
We've got a pool at home, so it's been important for us to make sure that Harrison learned how to swim. And his swimming is excellent, but again, it's the difference between safety in the pool, safety in the surf, very, very different things. So while we were confident that he's okay if something happens in the pool area, before this program, we didn't have the same confidence if we were down in the surf.
Itinatag noong 2015, sinabi ni Erica Gleason na ang autism swim ang tanging lupon na sadyang nagdidisiplina sa ASD at aquatics.
One-on-one swimming lessons and group swimming lessons are needed to target water safety and swimming skill sets, but we also intertwine water therapy in there as well. So that's probably the main thing that sets our lessons apart from mainstream lessons, is that there's a three-tiered approach.
Isang survey na nakabase sa programang DIPERS ang nagpapalaki ng kaligtasan at kaalaman at nagtuturo ng pagkilos sa nagbabawas na panganib.
We identified all of the reasons as to why those with autism are at such significant risk, and we went ahead and developed a solution to each of those associated risks.
Kamakailan na kilala si Harrison bilang kalahok na umusad ng husto, at para sa amang Steve, ito ay tungkol sa pag-aalaga sa kanyang anak para maligtas.
If we do come down to the beach, he's going to run in the water, he's going to want to be in the water, so you can't just hide from the fact. You've got to address it and say, okay, he's going to be in the water, we're going to do what we can to make him safe. And without a program like this, it'd be up to just the parents to do it on their own, and it's a tough gig.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.